insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَنُ أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا وَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا
And when it is said to them, prostrate to the most merciful, they say, And what is the most merciful? Should we prostrate to that which you order us? And it increases them in aversion.
تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا
Blessed is he who has placed in the sky great stars and placed therein a burning lamp and luminous moon.
Dear listeners, we have reached the 61st verse of Surah Al-Furqan. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا Blessed is he who has set in heavens constellations and has set therein a lamp and the moon illuminating. The Quranic word تبارك is used only in past tense in the Holy Quran and it is repeated three times in this surah. So this verse starts with this word, تبارك, blessed is he. So, as it was said before, this word is derived from whether the word باركة, stable and constant, or from the word باركت, which means abundant goodness. As you were with us, dear listeners, this noble verse is in fact the answer of those who said what the beneficent is. Though they present this question mockingly, the Holy Quran answers them seriously. It says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجَ Blessed is he who has set in the heavens constellations. Because you may remember in the previous verse, the Holy Prophet used to invite them to monotheism and prostration to Allah. And they said, what is prostration? What is prostration to the omniscient? وَمَا الرَّحْمَنُ Who is the beneficent? What is the beneficent? And shall we prostrate to what you bid us? أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا They said. So they used to mock the invitations of the prophets. But this verse starts answering them. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجَ Blessed is he who has set in the heavens constellations.
نور على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
The Arabic word buruj is the plural form of the word burj, which originally means appearance, and therefore that part of the wall that is around a city or a camp, and which is usually taller and more remarkable than the others, is called burj. Also, when a woman shows her adornment, it will be said, تبرجت المرأة. This word, therefore, is applied to all tall palaces. Anyway, heavenly mansions refers to special constellations before which each season and each time of the year and sun and the moon pass. And this verse is referring to the heavenly places of the sun and the moon. And it says, وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا, and has set therein a lamp, which means the sun, and the moon illuminating. As a matter of fact, this verse is stating how precise and fixed the orbits of the sun and the moon are in heaven. Of course, these changes are in fact resulted from the movement of the earth around the sun, and this makes this more amazing and astonishing. They are all movements, but yet they're all fixed in their own places. And this is in fact one of the manifestations of Almighty Allah's blessings and ni'mah. The system that Almighty Allah has created is a very precise one that rules them for millions of years so that astronomers can forecast hundreds of years later. This system that rules over these great celestial bodies is testifying to the existence of a Lord. And of course, its important attributes, like what kind of a manager and administrator of the great universe he can be. And this is the problem with the disbelievers. Do they not recognize him with such clear signs and with such exact places of the sun and the moon? And they say what the beneficent is? قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَنُ. But this is a very serious answer to them. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا. Blessed is he who has set in heaven constellations, وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا. And he is the one who has set therein a lamp and an illuminating moon. This is what they have not recognized, or maybe they did not want to see. Anyway, another fact regarding this verse is that the word siraj is used for sun, and the adjective munir is used for the moon. It is probably because the word siraj means light and the lamp from which the light comes out, and this is somehow consistent with the nature of the sun, that according to scientific researches, the light of the sun belongs to itself. On the contrary, the light of the moon does not belong to itself, and it comes from the sun. Therefore, the adjective munir, which means giving light, is used for the moon, though its light is borrowed from somewhere else. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, one.